I've been around a lot of technicians turned business owner that really struggled with that transition from I'm the best, nobody can do it as good as I can, I'm going to hire some people, but I'm not really going to trust them. Like, and really struggle to grow into the CEO role that they should be in. I've never really been like that. I developed such a great system in my gym that it was really easy to plug a human being into it. Now, personality is the hard part, right? And you never really know someone until you see them repeatedly over and over again. But part of it was the communication on my end, telling my clients, being very honest with them and saying, hey, look, like I'm pursuing other things in addition to this. So I need help because I can't do all the things that I want and I desire in my life, from business to personal. You know, I got married a few years ago, had a baby, like, you know, I got life going on just like everybody else. And I found that when I clearly communicate my objectives with my clients, like I'll share with them what my goals are, what my revenue goals are. I don't care. That they respect that, because I, you know, thankfully I deal with quite a bit of business owners or C-level people that get that. So they're like, oh, well, that makes sense. You know, like if I'm going to go on vacation, I used to just leave. I'd just be like, hey, I'm not going to be here next week. All right. Y'all know how to get in. I'll write the workouts on the board. Don't kill yourself. Like, I'll see you in a week. And what's really funny is they were okay with it. But at some level, I'm like, I don't feel good about that as the owner of just like deucing out and going, hey, don't kill yourself. And so I brought in help and I communicated that effectively with my clients so they understood what the reason was. Why are we doing it? Am I leaving? You know, that's the first question. You know, are you leaving? Are you going to sell it? Are you going away? I'm not going anywhere. I just don't need to be here all the time because I still control the most important aspects of the business. And I wouldn't bring anybody else in that I don't trust implicitly to train our clients or, you know, follow up with our clients or reach out on a customer service side of things. So the communication aspect is huge. And I think that's where a lot of owners fail, is they don't communicate that thing. And then the people that they bring in, they feel it. They're like, man, like, you know, he brought me in, but I don't feel like he trusts me. I don't feel like I can just show up and do my thing. I don't feel like, you know, I'm able to fully do my job because he's still trying to do 10 other things that I thought that's why he brought me in. Like when I'm not here, I got this great coach, Josh. I hired him in November of 22. And this is a funny story. I hire this, I'm going to call him a kid. He's young. I hire this kid. 2 days later, I leave because my baby's born and I'm gone for 3 weeks. It was his first training job ever. But here's the thing. Again, we talk about the systems, right? I was confident in the systems that I had implemented in my gym. I was confident in the way that our clients know what to do when they come in. I mean, they're still here to get coached. Like, you know, we're going to coach them on the fitness side of things. But the flow of things when they walk in the door, they all know what to do. So I was confident that I can literally put a warm body in here and everything would be okay for a few weeks. Obviously, I had to come back. But I had no qualms about, oh, shit, everything's going to fall apart and he's going to piss everybody off. I had no issues with any of that because of the systems that I had in place. And you know, he's still here with me. He's fucking fantastic. He's a great coach. And it took him a while to figure out the personality of the gym. Again, being young has its advantages and its disadvantages. Like, he was very timid in the beginning and, like, he didn't want to piss anybody off or step on anybody's toes. I'm like, dude, just relax. Like, it's all right. Like, these people are fun. And he quickly realized, oh, like, there's a good system here. Like, I can just sit back and actually coach people.